Welcome back, class. Did you enjoy our little break? Good. Now, back to the evening's lecture. Before we left, we were discussing the inherent weakness of using focus items in long-term hypnosis and mesmerism. Not that we're conflating the two. Hypnosis and mesmerism are each their own distinct discipline. But for the purpose of today's discussion, we'll be lumping all focus items together, generally. The classic hypnosis spiral, the swinging pendulum, the crystal ball, even the Ouija board's planchette, they really all serve the same function, to give the subject's mind a task so their subconscious can settle into your commands. But each of these foci take up physical space, and sometimes require the right atmosphere to deploy. If one intends to keep their subject under mesmerism for longer than a month, for the purposes of, let's say, sexual ownership, then you wouldn't want to rely on a pendulum to reestablish control at an inconvenient moment. How would it look if, say, in front of party guests or parents, you started swinging a pocket watch in front of your paramour? Using natural animal magnetism, mesmerism through willpower alone is much more practical in the long term. Take tonight's subject, for example. Yes, please, wheel her in.
I'm good. No, thank you. I'm good. That's very kind of you, but I don't want any. I'm not quite awake yet. Oh, but I would love to make you feel good too. Hi, Professor? I don't think I'm properly dressed. I'm so sorry. I wore my good girl nightgown. Oh, but that's not quite right, is it? I'm in public, and you can see right through it. Oh, see my naked body. Oh, see all of me floating. I'm floating.
Tonight's subject has undergone just about every form of mesmerism, hypnosis, and brainwashing we have in our academic repertoire. In martial arts terms, you might call her our practice dummy. Probably shows, too. The mind can only be overwritten so many times before errors accumulate. But she still serves a valuable purpose.
Professor, I thought I was floating, but I can't be floating. I'm tied down. Strings keep dolls from floating away, don't they? Professor, is this an appointment? Am I in trouble again? I've been good. I'm a good girl. I'm your good girl. Your good, good, empty-headed good girl. Wait. Professor, your class was canceled. This class was canceled. You're not supposed to be here. The college, the girls, you made us do things. You made me float. I was so warm, and your words were hot inside me. I felt light and sweet, like sugar clouds. But they said you weren't supposed to use us like that anymore. Us girls, you weren't supposed to make us float anymore.
This is perfect. We were just talking about the dangers of a subject regaining lucidity at inopportune moments. And here we are. Now, I could easily use one of her code words to reestablish dominance.
Please. I don't want to float again. She's not supposed to do this. She was supposed to let us go. She was supposed
to. Or a pendulum. Or a crystal would suffice. No. But, as we discussed, true animal magnetism is a matter of willpower and practice. I think you'll agree once you've tried it. Mesmerism is a skill worth its anymore. Investment.
Please, untie my strings. Please.
Now, lock eyes with the practice subject. Just like we read about. Deep breaths now. Fill your lungs. In. Out. In. Out. And with each inward breath, imagine you're drawing her essence into yourself, even from across the room. In. Out. Now in, and hold. Hold her inside
wait.
You.
I can be good. So good for you. I'll be good without that. I like being a doll. Just let me think a second.
Let the subject feel the weight of your gaze. The weight of your mind. Your will. Pressing into her.
I don't need to float to make you feel good. To be a good girl. I can be a good girl for you.
There. Just imagine the spark in her eyes. The intelligence being set aside up on a shelf. You don't need a focus object. You don't need a code word. Just use your animal magnetism, your will, to place that spark on a high shelf out of her reach.
I can do for you. I can be good. Good for you. Warm for you. Pretty. And empty. And wet for you.
Very good. I'm impressed. Even against a subject as suggestible as ours, you didn't show any hesitation placing your will above hers. Almost as if you're eager to take control of her.
Be good. Good for you. Let me. That's what I'm good for. I'm your good girl. Oh, your good, empty-headed little girl.
Now, to complete this course, you must also demonstrate that you can will the subject into action. I'm going to untie her bonds, but that's all I'm going to do. Her body, her actions are yours to control, if you can continue exerting your will.
I'm good. I'm light. Floating. Toward you. Float toward you? Yes. I can do that. I'm a dumb doll. See? Dolls. Empty dolls. Hollow heads. I'm empty. I'm your empty-headed doll. Please, let me kneel in front of you. take your cock in my hands. Empty doll, your empty-headed doll. Please fill me. If it's in my mouth, I won't be empty-headed.
Again, very good. There was almost no delay from the moment she was untied to your exertion of will over her. Some students make her perform physical acts to demonstrate their control, having her cluck like a chicken or play patty cake and so on. But I appreciate your instincts. Our subject here is quite pretty, isn't she? Smooth skin, bright eyes, lovely curves. The outfit I've chosen for her tonight leaves very little to the imagination.
Please, I'm floating. Dumb, dumb doll, empty-headed doll. Oh, I need hot. I need this hot. I need this hot cock. Fill me. Fill your doll. Fill your fuck doll. Please.
Getting the subject to engage in sexual acts is gratifying, but ultimately not very difficult. As you'll recall from previous lectures, a physical act that aligns with our baser human instincts is simple. And while it may feel taboo, sex is quite natural, and thus quite easy to compel. So why don't we try a more complex command? Something she might find questionable? Something any proper young woman from this institution might hesitate to do if propositioned too boldly.
Yes, master. Fill me. Fill your empty doll. I'm your fuck doll. I'm your fuck doll. I'm your fuck doll, master. My throat. This throat? Is yours. Please, master. Fill my empty fuck doll throat.
In mesmerism, it's important to push boundaries early. Taking a subject to their limits in a safe practice space means less risk when you're having them do unspeakable acts outside of the lab. This will be important when you select a more permanent companion from among the student body. You'll be able to make them obey without their subconscious rebelling. Because in the back of her mind, she'll remember having reached that limit with you already.
Please, master. More. Don't take it out. I'm here. Dumb doll. I need it. Please, master, fill me. Don't let me float. I don't want my throat empty.
While having a subject perform degrading acts, remember the parable of the circus elephant. When a performance animal is young, its handlers stake one leg to the ground. Then they let the poor thing struggle and exhaust itself trying to break free. As the creature grows older and stronger, the handlers use the exact same stake. Of course, you and I know that a full-grown elephant could easily rip its stake out of the ground, but subconsciously, it remembers the futility of pulling against its bonds when it was younger. It remembers, and it doesn't try to escape. A mind under mesmerism works much in the same way.
Hot. It's hot. Empty and hot and wet. So wet. Please, more please, master. Fill me. I'm your fuck doll. Philly, your fuck doll. Very, very good. I would say you deserve a reward for your diligent study, but I think you're getting it now. And it looks like such a sweet reward. Yes. I think I'll just sit at the edge of my desk and pull my skirt up a bit. I trust you don't mind if I indulge myself. And please, don't let your concentration slip. You're doing so well. I find that watching her enthusiasm, trying to swallow your cock to fill the void in her psyche. Well, I just can't help myself when I see it. The way she wiggles her ass when she struggles to keep you down her throat. It reinvigorates my enthusiasm for the art. Perhaps we should push more of her mental boundaries while she's under your magnetism.
Master! Master, it's empty. I'm empty. Why is my throat empty?
Oh, you saw how much she was wiggling her hips, right? Why not give her what she wants? Remember what I said about testing limits? Hiking up her nightgown and plunging that beautiful erection of yours into her would be satisfying. But we can do better.
Yes, Master. I am your dumb fuck doll. All of me. Even that part of me needs you. Needs to be filled by you. But
is a rebellious word, is it not? What do we do when the baby elephant pulls at the stake? We remain firm.
Yes. Yes. Yes, Master. Your fuck doll is yours. Your fuck doll's pussy is yours. I'm floating again. I'm sorry I floated. I need Master to stake me down. I need it, Master. Fill your fuck doll. Fuck. Doll. Fuck. Doll.
Good. You've exerted fuck your will again. Maybe doll. A bit too much. But,
oh god.
Seeing her climb onto the desk like that. What have you commanded her to do?
This is Master's. This fuck doll hole is Master's. I'm so happy, so, so happy to be holes, dumb holes for Master.
Oh. Seeing her kneel on the desk and bend over like that? Oh, she's reaching over the side, grabbing the desk legs. Her ass is so high in the air. Oh, yes. That's right. Rub your cock up and down her tight, wet slit. The way she's wagging her ass, trying to grind on you, it's just...
Master, please. I can't. I need... Your fuck doll needs it. Needs it so bad. Master. Master. Stake me down, please. To the desk. Holes. I'm your hot, tight, fuck doll. Holes.
That's enough. I can't. I mean, she can't take any more teasing. Fuck her. Fuck our practice subject until her mind is broken. Master? Sir? Oh. Oh. Fuck doll. Fuck your fuck doll. Fuck your fuck doll. Please. Please. Please.
If you... Oh, God. If you exert any more will over her, she's going to shatter mentally. She'll be completely dependent on your magnetism. Maybe forever. You don't want that, do you? Do you?
Yours. Yours, Master. Yeah. Your doll. Make me your doll. Your doll. Floating. Your dumb, empty-headed fuck doll. To fill. Fill. Yes. Fill. Yes. Yes.
Watching you fuck her mind away. I almost want to interfere, but this is so fucking hot. Like she was made for this. Months of stripping away the layers of her psyche to make her into a pliable, wet little creature. And now, watching you fuck her and dominate her will like this. It feels so fitting. And it looks so good. Like this was supposed to happen. It's always so delicious seeing a rogue young thing bent to a stronger will, to my students' wills. But this isn't just mesmerism. This is pure subjugation. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I think I might come. Watching you fuck her mind into oblivion. Pounding her into an empty vessel.
Please. Please.
Do it.
Master.
Do it. Exert your will. Make her yours in every way. She's so pretty like this. Becoming empty. Becoming yours. Oh, fuck. This is fucked up. So do it. Do it. Oh, come in her. Come in her and make her yours. So beautiful. Well, that was... That's something we'll need to document and replicate for posterity. I hope you realize you'll need to bring her back regularly. Why? I'm surprised you have to ask. You've utterly broken her mind and enslaved her to your body, to your cock. I've never seen one of my students attempt this before, let alone succeed. My only regret is losing a perfectly good practice subject. But with her collapsed on the desk, twitching, leaking cum, I view this as a successful experiment. And you? I'd suggest keeping her in a safe place, out of sight from any students who might recognize her. Chained at the foot of your bed would do nicely, with lots of soft things to lay on, and something simple to wear,
something with easy access. You're going to want to reassert your will over her. Very often.